This episode is sponsored by the On with Origins podcast. Learn how crediting experts conquer today's toughest challenges while driving measurable results. Before we get started, a quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stern's new podcast, Despite Impossible. Now on to the show.
We're live, all right. Brian Day from PSCU, how are you, sir?
I'm doing great, good to be with you, good to see you again.
Good to see you as well. It's kind of an annual pilgrimage for both of us.
Absolutely.
Here. And so, yeah, so how's the conference going for you? I'm kind of asking everybody and getting their feedback on what the buzz is in the hallways and everything. So how's it going for you?
It's been great, and particularly when your focus is digital.
Yeah.
it's been really great. A fun conference.
Yeah.
As you can imagine, a lot of conversations, a lot of interest in the topic of digital. Crediting's very focused on that, so mm-hmm. It's been a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm. I bet. Any highlights for you for the last day and a half or so?
For me, Chuck's keynote was awesome, and just talking about the importance of digital and stressing how credit unions can't take their foot off the gas and really need to stay focused on that, because if you're taking your foot off the gas, you're going to fall behind.
Exactly. Your competitors are definitely putting it in overdrive
right in
this area for sure. So, hey, you're going to be doing a session a little bit later today called Your Digital CX and Your... No, Your Digital CX and Your NPS. So give us a quick overview on what you're going to be talking about here.
Yeah, so if you take the title there, one of the things I think you can make a pretty strong correlation to is when you look at a financial institution and credit union product today, mm-hmm. digital is such a critical component
mm-hmm.
of that.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you're not executing or not offering functionality, you're not offering a good experience, if there's friction there, that's going to create dissatisfaction in your membership.
Completely.
And unfortunately, what we're seeing from an industry statistics perspective is that members going to increasingly go find somewhere else to do their banking. And so it becomes critical to manage that effectively.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And understand what you're doing and if what you're doing is effective, if there are points of friction mm-hmm. and how to improve those.
Yeah, and we're obviously talking about customer experience and then the NPS score as well. So they're reflective of each other for sure, especially if you're going to go down that digital road, which is a have to today, obviously. You got to maintain that high level that other retailers are doing it. So it's an expectation that consumers are demanding today, right?
Yeah, no question. And I think one of the unfortunate things is when you look at some of the studies that have been conducted, PSU did a study with payments.com toward the end of last mm-hmm. year. And unfortunately, what it showed is credit unions are dialing back on product development. And what you saw in that study as well is consumers are increasingly seeking product innovation.
Yep.
So you have two opposite things happening there,
mm-hmm.
and that's not a recipe for success. And that study also showed that 27% of credit union members would go to another financial institution to get product innovation.
Oh, completely.
And that's up from a figure of 17% a few years ago.
So, I think it's going to go up even more.
Yeah, and then in conjunction with that, you have a study that was conducted, the American Customer Satisfaction Index,
mm-hmm.
and credit Chuck talked about this in his keynote. Credit unions hit their lowest level in 2022.
Yeah, I heard him say that.
And what you see if you look at the past few years is in 2020, you continue to see credit unions trend down.
Mm-hmm.
Now, banks
mm-hmm.
stabilized in 2020, and when you look at the importance of 2020 of the pandemic and people had to use digital,
and
so what that shows is banks stabilized, and that indicates that they're at least delivering minimum expectations,
mm-hmm.
but yet credit unions continue to trend down. So that's a scary thing that we're facing right now.
Yeah, we need to reverse that trend.
Absolutely.
Really quickly. So what do credit unions need to do to reverse that trend? Obviously, innovate and adopt these new technologies out there, right?
No question. But I think it starts with understanding where you're at today.
Right.
You know, I kind of an analogy. I went on a road trip with the family recently, and it's like when you go and enter your destination on Apple Maps or Google Maps, the first thing is, where are you at?
Right.
Where's your starting point?
Exactly.
And you got to have a starting point to get where you're going.
Yeah,
and so understanding where they're at today, is what they're offering effective, are there gaps, is there friction? So
mm-hmm.
understanding that is critical to improving
mm-hmm.
the digital experience. And that's one of the things that with our digital consulting that we're able to help with is we can benchmark against other providers in the industry. We can demonstrate what the gaps are, and then we can help the credit union address those gaps.
Fantastic. And the significance of this, I think you already addressed it, that your member, they're going to go somewhere else if it's not going to be happening at your credit union. So, easier and easier to do that today.
Yeah, and that's the unfortunate reality is, again, when you look at the product that a credit union is providing a member,
mm-hmm.
It's likely the card and its features,
right,
and also the digital experience. I mean, those are probably the two most critical components mm-hmm. of the product
mm-hmm.
today. And so not delivering on that product is not going to, it's not, you're not going to be successful long term.
Right. So let's look at the positive side of the coin here, because this stuff could actually drive growth,
absolutely,
right?
Absolutely.
So how so? I mean,
yeah, so when you look at delivering on digital, so you think about, for example, opening an account. So if you're going to offer online account opening,
right,
and that process is filled with friction, mm-hmm, will somebody complete that, mm-hmm, and go on to become a member? Probably not.
Yeah,
right. So delivering on that component of it, and then also the subsequent steps is following up with that member that opened digitally, because there's some difference between a consumer that opens in branch, mm-hmm, and one that opens digitally.
Yeah.
So trying to continue to gather that engagement and drive that engagement digitally, very critical to keeping and maintaining that relationship long term.
Oh, for sure, for sure. Yeah, and again, it's getting easier and easier to, like, I don't know, we as consumers, we've become so spoiled.
This is true.
But that's the expectation today, you know, of all the Ubers and the Amazon, all that fancy one-click type stuff, you know, it's so easy to get that type of service. So, and credit unions have to kind of maintain that level, right? So, and maybe in some cases exceed it.
Yeah, that's the benchmark. And you hit the nail on the head. It's when you as a consumer have easy experiences, your expectation level rises.
Oh,
and when you see an experience that's not as easy, it can be frustrating.
Yeah, you get discouraged.
Yeah, like you said, people may be a little bit digitally spoiled.
I'm spoiled. I admit it.
I am too. Definitely.
It makes things so easy today. To buy something, you know.
Right.
So yeah. But anyway, that's a whole other show. But so, what do you want the folks in your audience? What do you want them to take away back to their credit union on Monday morning and say, hey, you know what? Let's think about this.
Yeah, I definitely think that understanding where they're at today and, mm-hmm, benchmarking. Mm-hmm. And so when we talk to credit unions, there's often a struggle to say, like, is what we're doing today good?
Yeah.
Is what we're doing effective? And how do we tell, not just with opinions, how do we back that up with data and facts?
Mm-hmm.
And that's really where our digital consulting practice can help credit unions. And then when you look at when it comes time to execute, mm-hmm, the PSCU's suite of digital solutions, we have lots of flexibility, lots of options for our credit unions.
Right on. Yeah, the tools and the technology, all that stuff is out there. It's just a matter of adopting. And like you say, going back to the beginning, find out where you are now and then go from there for sure. So
indeed.
Yeah. All right, so anything else to add, Brian?
Nope. No, I think we covered it all.
We did cover it all in about 5 minutes, so good for you. So yeah, this at the same time, this stuff is always evolving. It's going really, really fast today, so it's very, very important to stay on top of it.
Agreed, because where you're at today, mm-hmm, may not be where you're at tomorrow, because
things
are constantly moving, so you can't, as we started, you can't take your foot off the gas.
That's right. All right, Brian, well, I'll let you get back at it. I know you have a busy time here,
awesome,
and you gotta prep for your session,
absolutely.
So I'll let you get back at it. Brian, thank you so much.
Appreciate it.
Brian Day, everybody, if you want to know more about the customer experience, this is the guy to talk to. Go check him.
A quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stern's new podcast, Despite Impossible. This episode is sponsored by the On with Origins podcast. Learn how credit union experts conquer today's toughest challenges while driving measurable results.